Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of projects are underway in Western New York, and there's a huge need right now for electricians. Stephen Tucker is on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line, president and CEO of Northland Workforce Training Center. Stephen, you train electricians. It's a skilled trade. How many people currently are training for this at Northland?
Currently, we have more than 100 young people in our electrical program. We also have a waiting list for our electrical program. Our electrical program is taught by Alfred State College, one of the premier electrical programs in the country, and we are fortunate to have them located on the east side at the Northland Workforce Training Center.
So there's a lot of people, I understand, going to try and be a part of this electrician program. How many different fields can you get into when you go to apply to be a part of the Northland Workforce Training Center? And is it, you know, vastly different, the amount of people interested in, say, an electrician versus something else?
Yeah. Right now, we have five different programs, CNC machining, HVAC, which is heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, of course, electrical, mechatronics, which is kind of like robotics, an auto technician. But our electrical program has the highest enrollment as well as a waiting list. So a variety of different fields. And when you compare the enrollment for the electrical program to the CNC program, the CNC program has about a third of the electrical program. So there's an opportunity for all of those skilled trades, but the electrical program is definitely in demand by students and in demand by industry.
Okay, pretty interesting. And how long do students train for any of these skills that you just talked about?
So we have one-year programs. The Auto Tech program is a year. HVAC is a year. We have a shorter-term program for CNC machining that's 12 weeks. But the electrical program is a two-year program. Electricians, you know, they have high-level skill sets that are definitely in demand, so it takes a little bit longer, but it's definitely worth it. Once you complete the program, you can go work at some of our partner companies, such as National Grid. You can go work at the IBEW. A lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunities. So what does that mean for job placement? We've heard, really because of major projects going on, not just in Buffalo when it comes to the stadium in Orchard Park, but also new Amazon facilities, elsewhere downstate where they're working on chip manufacturing plants. I mean, some of these projects that require a lot of electricians are massive in scope. What does that mean for job placement and what you've been able to see and the people who graduate from your programs?
Right now, our overall job placement rate is 83%, and that's for all of our different programs. But I would say that the electrical program has a higher job placement rate because of the demand, and those students are commanding a higher salary because they are learning a little bit more advanced level skills. They receive an associate's degree of occupational studies from Alfred State College, which has the number one electrical program in the country. So the job placement rate is good. The demand is good. We have the training. We just need great people.
You know, I've been reading, Stephen, that in this age of electrification, that this is a field that is really going to require a much larger workforce for, you know, the years going forward.
Yeah, one of the things that I tell young people pursuing these types of careers is that these jobs are not going to be outsourced. You're always going to need electricians, whether it's residential electricity, commercial, industrial, working on a major project, you know, building a plant, or just installing a ceiling fan in your home. You're never going to be able to outsource electricians. So the future is bright for people with those skill sets.
Yeah, that's great to hear for, I think, a lot of people who are trying to be a part of this and get those skills. We just had last week this big story about AI and how many white-collar, especially entry-level white-collar jobs are potentially in danger over the next couple of years because of how quickly AI is able to do a lot of this work that you see people do in offices all across the country. I mean, stories like that have to have people knocking on your door. I guess my question is, how many is too many? Like, do you reach a point where all of a sudden there's an oversaturation in people in a certain field?
I think it's possible, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. When you think about housing, we all know that in the United States, we have a shortage of quality housing. So we're going to always need people to build houses. And you're not going to have a house built without electricity, right? Utilities, adding new factories, adding new companies, building a new stadium. You're going to need electricians to wire the stadium, to bring utilities to the stadium. So I don't see an oversaturation very soon for people with technical skills. Again, if you're having an issue at your house, you're going to have to call an electrician. If you're having an issue with your plumbing, with your pipe fitting, with your HVAC, you're going to have to call a skilled technician. That's something that you can't outsource. So in my opinion, the future is bright for people with those skills trades, and the current demand is very, very high as well.
Stephen, what's the average age of the students that you have there? Are they coming in after high school, or is this like a career change for some of them?
It's a mixture of both. The average age right now at Northern Workforce Training Center is around 24 years old. 40% of our students, however, come directly from high school, meaning that they just graduated from high school the previous year or two. But this is an opportunity for recently high school graduates, for veterans returning home from serving in the military, also for people who are older, looking for a career change, trying to get a better skill set so they can generate a higher income. So it's for anyone looking for a career in advanced manufacturing and clean energy.
What is the starting pay that you're aware of for an electrician?
So the average salary for Northern graduates is around $45,000 a year, which is around $22.50. However, with our electrical students, a lot of them graduate commanding salaries of $25 to $30 an hour. Again, one of our partner organizations is National Grid. They hire a bunch of graduates from our programs, and those individuals are starting at a much higher rate.
Right. Well, hey, all this stuff, great to hear for a lot of people out there. Stephen, thanks so much. Stephen Tucker, President and CEO of the Northland Workforce Training Center.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.